Today, we are going to take a posture of peace by faith.
Posture is a short, audible fist bump to remind you God is with you in everything. Together, we're going to be emboldened to take a daily posture of perfect peace.
In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul shares this prayer that I often pray over this posture community. He writes to the Ephesians in chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. He writes, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power for us who believe." Amen. That is what I'm praying for you today as we continue this mentorship conversation all about shifting into a lifestyle of rest. In today's episode, Ashley shares what it actually looks like to live by faith. Have you ever wondered, like, what does this actually mean? And what I love is she explains kind of the step-by-step process of the journey that God often walks with us in to build and mature our faith. Now, this truth for me was a game changer, especially when it came to the promises of God over my life that seemed unfulfilled. It's like, what do I even do with that? How do I live when my experience is not matching up with the promises that I read in his word or the promises that he's spoken to me? And that's what Ashley shares. I believe this is gonna be a game-changing conversation for you today. And in case you didn't know, the references for all of the key scriptures mentioned in each episode are always listed in the description of that episode. So you'll find that there today. And our entire conversation that Ashley and I have is available for you to watch at posture.today. That link will be in the description of this episode, along with a link to Ashley's website so that you can connect with her and all of her resources. So let's talk a little bit about belief, because I feel like with rest, it's one of those very familiar terms for us, but we don't necessarily always have a grasp of what that actually means and how we exercise it. Yeah. For me, I know that for many years, I equated belief with a feeling. And so there was a lot of things that I was trying to just feel without actually exercising what belief really is. So can you talk a little bit about belief and choice and free will and how that all works together?
Yes. So what we're talking about here as far as like real true belief and real true choice is faith. Because God says that we cannot please him without faith. And so we're all trying really hard to obey him. We're all trying really hard to please the Lord. And we think that we're having faith, but then we're not receiving the benefits that God says that we should receive, that we should be seeing in our life, if we really are having faith. So we're thinking, okay, Lord, I'm doing everything that you tell me to do, and you're not coming through on your end of the bargain. I'm believing you. I'm having faith. Why aren't I seeing the results that you promised? And it's because we've misunderstood what belief slash faith actually is. So let me back up by saying how God actually teaches us how to have faith. Mm-hmm. First of all, when we're children in him, not necessarily physical children, but we're new in at least some area and aspect of faith in the Lord. What he will do is he'll give us lots of proof. We'll see that things that he says are very obvious by the outcomes we see in our lives and the outcomes we see in other people's lives, or we see it in through scripture or whatever other proof that we're looking for, you know, evidence to us that whatever God says really is true. He gives us lots and lots of proof. And then he invites us to believe it. Again, this is how he matures us in faith. He teaches us about faith, but this isn't actually faith. So he gives us lots of proof. Then he says, okay, I'm inviting you to believe me. I'm inviting you to believe that if I say that this is true, then it really is true. And so we're like, okay, all right, I'm seeing lots of proof. Okay, so I'm going to believe it. But that's still not faith, what it is that we've done there. I'll mention that in just a second. So let me go like all the way through what we do. We go from the proof to the belief. And then from there, God invites us to, okay, now that you believe it, I want you to act on it. I want you to put your money where your mouth is. I want you to put your own skin in the game. This is the risk part of faith. This is why we all can believe whatever it is that we think that we believe, but what is so hard is when it comes to actually having to do anything about it, actually having to run our finances like that, or to run our relationships like it says in the Bible, or make the particular choices God says that in faith that we should. That is where the rest comes in. And that's the last thing. God's like, okay, I need you to act on it. But again, this is him teaching children how to believe that he's faithful, how to have experience with him that, okay, yes, over and over again, it's been proven that God is always right. When he says something, it really does always happen. So he teaches us that. He builds our faith. He builds that relationship of experience with him to lean on. But it's still not real faith. What real faith is, whereas where God says, okay, now that I've taught you enough that I'm faithful, and now that you have experience with me always coming through, then I'm wanting you to, we're going to skip over the proof. I'm not going to give you proof. You won't even believe it. I'll talk about that in just a second. You may not even believe it. And I'm asking you to choose it and act on it anyway. That is faith. And that is why the Bible has to talk about it as much as it does and explain it and invite us into having the courage to do it, because it is hard as all that, you know, everything it is that we've just imagined that it would be. If you don't have proof, you don't even believe it, and God's calling you to choose and act on it anyway. The reason I could separate belief as its own separate thing, just really quick, is not that belief and faith aren't necessarily the same thing, because essentially, you know, it is that they are. We read the Bible, and a lot of times, instead of using the word faith, it says the word belief. But the reason that I separate it as kind of something that that's different than faith is because of what we think belief is, and we need to dismantle that. What we have believed that belief is, well, I always feel a particular way inside of me when I believe that. So when I think that something really is true, if I think that something really, really is true, then I feel this way inside. And we're always looking for that feeling in order to indicate to us, oh, I really am believing it. But the thing is that feeling is not an indication of faith. Faith is an intentional choice that we make of our own free will, that we are going to cast ourselves on whatever it is that God's word has said. God's word meaning like how he speaks to us in our spirit or speaking into the scripture. But that we're actually going to cast ourselves on that, because James even talks about if we really do have faith in it, we're also going to act on it. So it's a substantial, willful, intentional decision. This whole other thing that we've been calling belief doesn't require action. All that we're requiring of ourselves, if in order to tell ourselves that we believe something, is for us to have a feeling. Mm-hmm. That feeling does not prompt action. And according to James, if you don't act on it, you actually don't believe it. Mm-hmm. So the freeing thing about that is it means that so often we come to the Lord like, Lord, I want so badly to please you. You say that I can't have faith, or that I can't please you without having faith. I want so badly to obey you. But Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying so very hard. And no matter what I do, I just can't feel any different. But the nice thing is we're not enslaved to or victim to our feelings. We can actually make a willful, intentional decision. It's risky, yes. Takes a lot of courage. But we can choose to obey God by choosing to accept that whatever it is that he says is true really is true, and then act on it. So it frees us from not only not having to have that feeling, it also means that in order to have faith and to make a willful, intentional decision, it doesn't even have to be logical to us. It meaning like logical to our mind. It will be logical to our spirit, but it completely bypasses the logic of the mind. So it actually is, even though we're so used to thinking, oh, this thing is belief and surely that, and we're liking it because it feels easier. Why? Because we don't have, it doesn't require as much risk. We don't have to act on it. Even though it feels easier, it's actually, you know, as so many things are with the Lord, the thing that we think of as easier is actually enslaving. And God's saying, you're actually enslaved if you're trying to follow me while being victim to a feeling that you can't figure out how to change, or I'm telling you something that doesn't make any sense, and I'm requiring you to act on something that doesn't make any sense, we can completely skip the logic and the feelings, and our logic can be telling us something different, our feelings can be telling us to something different, and yet we can choose very powerfully as a son of God. Now, I'm going to intentionally choose that whatever God says really is true. And if we really do choose that something is our reality, then we will act on it. We always do. That is you literally do not ever act on anything that you don't believe deep, 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 deep down. And so if we really do choose that something's our reality, we will naturally follow in action on it. It will still be risky. It will still take courage. But that's why James wrote what it is that he did, is when you truly, truly decide that something is your reality based on the fact that God says it's true, if you truly choose that that's your reality, then you will always act on it. So that's what faith actually is. And that's what it is that God is requiring of us.